The African Union has relaxed its stance on Burkina Faso by withdrawing its ultimatum to impose sanctions on the transitional government. Taikite asked an international relations expert, Rashid Pelpo, if this is not a sign of weakness.
The ultimatum given was legally in accordance with the AU decision to remain democratic, support each other, to ensure that non-democratic governments would take over the administration of a country. But after issuing the ultimatum, the response from Colonel Zidane was to say that the AU did not fully study the conditions on the ground, and that for him to be able to hand over power, he needed to take into consideration all the conditions at stake so that when he hands over, it will be a smooth transition and the Burkinabe people be safe and the democratic process will be enduring.
Wouldn't some people say that most often in Africa, military men get power, they use transitional procedures as a ploy, and then entrench themselves in power? Are we not looking at such a scenario?
Indeed, it's a suspicion that he may be using it as a ploy to remain in power, to hand over to himself, and to let them lose their revolution and their decision to go democratic.
How important are sanctions as that of the AU or ECOWAS in circumstances as we are seeing played out in Burkina Faso?
It will be next to nothing, except that they will be expelling Burkina Faso from the AU. They would say that they wouldn't attend any of their meetings. They would say that they will close borders so that you have exchanges between them and any other African country. But we don't trade in Africa. We trade with Europe. We trade with America. We trade with other Asian countries.
In all these, what do you think France should do as a former colonial power?
France is a very, very critical stakeholder in Burkina Faso and indeed in all the countries that used to be their colonies. And for AU to be able to succeed in anything they do, it is important for them to work with the French government, because the Burkina Faso people would listen more to the French people than to the AU.
You heard an international relations expert, Rashid Pelpo, on the AU's decision to withdraw its ultimatum to impose sanctions on Burkina Faso's transitional government and the role of France in ensuring all is well democratically in Burkina Faso.